Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Great night. Great full moon and solar flare night.
Oh, boy. Absolutely. I don't know about you, but my breathing and blood pressure have been going all over the place all day long. Lordy. Okay, tonight's show, we're going to be doing a follow-up to last week's interview of the authors of The Zeta Message and Human by Day, Zeta by Night, Judy Carroll and Helen Kay. Love Helene. And I was just going to talk about the solar flares because they're, oh boy. So write it out carefully and consciously, everybody, because this how are you doing with it, Veronica?
So far, okay. I keep getting kind of revelatory hits of energy, but we've been spending all day in a hospital, so it's not normal, you know.
Okay. My little eyeballs are beet red, so I know. I can always tell when I'm over the edge here, and it'll go up and down during the day. This is when I know the flare, you know, that we're getting the energies coming in. So,
I got really rapid fire energetic revelations this morning.
Cool. I got some this morning too, but I know we've got another. I mean, they haven't really hit yet. They're on their way, so we're in for a lovely week. Okay. Yeah, I know. Just excites me to no end. Veronica, did you receive any questions from people?
I did not. Not yet.
Okay, well, I just want to let people know, if you have questions, you can email them directly to Veronica.
We have a little computer sitting right here ready to receive your questions.
And that's to Veronica Entwistle, Entwistle.
It's Veronica.
No, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle.
Yeah.
And thank you. Probably going to put the .com on there. So before I get into any of this, I just really want to say here that I've really, and I think everybody knows this, I've avoided disclosure issues like crazy because, we can just kind of roll along and do whatever we want to do as long as we stay away from that particular subject matter. The minute we start getting into disclosure issues, boy, I can feel the energy shift like crazy. And based on that, I also tend not to go into who is right and wrong and who did what to whom. And, certainly I have my own little fact-finding missions lately that, as things are coming up, I have a great deal of curiosity, and then I sit with the team and ask, and sometimes they'll tell me, and sometimes they will not. Sometimes they pat me on the head and say, if it's pertinent to what I'm doing and it really is time for me to know, they'll lift the lid on it. If it's not, I kind of get a pat on the head, so which I find very funny. And last week's interview with the girls I thought was wonderful, and I know Veronica has done one. You did one shortly after mine, right, on Tuesday?
Yeah, I did it for Tuesday, yes.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I did not get to hear your interview. I have got to find a way to stretch time and space a little bit more than I am. Again, my goal has always been about bringing everything to a level of understanding and peace and to unite people seriously with their hybrid children, because that's a big piece of what's coming to me. And they're coming very specifically for this. Obviously, I have some form of agreement. I'm assuming so much of this is because of Dr. John Mack. I really want to talk tonight about people that are having experiences or going to of seeing themselves as or experiencing themselves as another life form. Now, Veronica, you had one of these.
I had it yesterday. It was great. I loved it.
Why don't you tell everybody what happened? Because this is lovely.
Well, I was just putting, I was working in the geometric structures, and I asked to know about my other lifetimes or my other concurrent realities, is what I asked for. And, of course, I had an orientation to an ET thing. And all of a sudden, I appeared, and I knew it was me. You know how in your dream you know it's you, or, you know, in a vision and so on, or past life? Anyway, I knew it was me, and I was so interesting. I think I was male, although I was very elegant and fluid. And my skin was so amazing. It had just like it was made of some kind of fabric with a very elegant gold, silver, and bronze kind of weaving to it. Very, very interesting. But the most amazing thing is I could feel that it was me, and it was easy to be with, and kind of went inside of my body, and just I embodied it for a short period of time. And that's all I got.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and that's all I got right then. But I know in my way of working, very often it starts to show up in increments, tiny bit here and tiny bit there, and then it builds through the year or something. That's what I'm expecting or asking for, you know.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
But we've been talking about the Zetas, and it wasn't a Zeta.
Well, again, you know, there are a number of life forms. We're having a number of other life experiences. And oftentimes you can connect with something that may surprise you, okay? Doesn't mean that you, I mean, basically we're all carrying gray DNA. I don't care who we are. But obviously you've connected with a very elevated life form that you're having, which they won't show me because if I see it, you know, well, I used to want to go home. Right now I'm having too much fun here. you know, I'm like, bring it on. and this is a first in this lifetime.
Well, I always thought that at some point we were going to bring heaven to earth, and I don't want to miss that.
Oh, absolutely not. No, mm-hmm. And, you know, you're much more elegant than I am. I always just say that I've got the football, I'm at the 10-yard zone, and I'm going for the end zone. You know, I'm not checking out till I get there. This is whenever my son says, Mom, let go, get out of here. Anyway, I was doing some work in the caves of the team was with this lovely being. And the caves are, in essence, chakras. And we work in the chakras. And this was a very interesting experience. And at the end, we go around. There's tunnels all the way around, like spokes of a wheel, which I heard from one of my clients. They went to see some movie with, I've been to his home and I can't think of his name. It's a movie that just came out. And in this new movie that just came out, this man freaked out. He went, ran out to the lobby and texted me because this whole structure was actually depicted in this brand new movie, and I thought, boy, you can't make that stuff up. At any rate, so we're going around the tunnels looking for beings in the tunnels or anything that may or may not belong there, because we're really a multiplicity. We got to one of the tunnels, and the client was, and, you know, I when something exciting happens, trust me, I'm back. And there was a big mirror on a stand, one of those freestanding ones, and she was very surprised, and the team said to her, step in and look in the mirror, and when she did, of course, she saw herself reflected back in her other form, and it was fabulous, so I really feel that, you know, and I have a girlfriend who said this often. You know, we'd be on the golf course, and I'd say, ooh, my tracking device is heating up, and it's all red and glowing. And she'd say, yeah, and you're watching yourself. And I'd say, we're on screen. And she'd say, yeah, and you're watching yourself. So my friends were always good at bringing me back to earth. So if you do have experience, especially with these solar flares coming in, as you were saying, Veronica, kind of these very quick, I don't know the words you used, revelations, whatever, where this, you know, these knowings are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going through some very big ones right now.
So we can take advantage of it instead of just being discombobulated, right?
Well, hopefully people wouldn't. I am hoping everyone has reached a stage where they are comfortable enough that if they were to have the experience at any level, that they would be able to appreciate it and not, you know, be afraid or whatever. Because as you said, you definitely sense that this is you. It's like in a past life regression. When you go back to another lifetime, you recognize people, even though they don't look anything like they do in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at them, you know who they are.
You just know, don't you? Yeah.
Yes, there's no question. So tonight, I really would like to share a couple of comments that Judy sent after the fact. And I'm not going to go through all of them because I haven't had a chance to really sit down and dialogue with her. But I thought that these were germane to the interview last week. And for those of you that were tuned in, you know, I kind of had my own agenda last week. Sorry. I wanted to hit some specific points. And
did you get what you wanted?
Well, I think this is why she sends and came back with some follow-up stuff. I've not included, like I said, all of it until I dialogue with her personally because, you know, again, reality is subjective. And I think that...
That's an exhausting idea sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, yes, Veronica, it is exhausting, but it's absolutely, I'm seeing it more and more every day,
mm-hmm.
Especially if I do, you know, between couples and, you know, if I'm doing multiple people in a family and so on, I'm seeing more and more how subjective reality, even in my own family, how subjective reality is to everyone and how important it is to be compassionately detached because everyone's going to experience it their way, through their lens. And allowing people to have that experience, you know, I think the way we've been programmed is to argue, you know, for what we believe or we think we know or whatever. There comes a time when you can really embrace and recognize that. There's no need to argue.
And you have a caller. I wonder if you'd like to take callers or...
yeah, you can put them through.
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. You had a question.
My question,
honey,
is, with the higher energies and stuff, are people not seeing each other? I had an experience this afternoon where I had my dogs out in the park, and there were some dogs that were loose, and I held up my dogs. I was holding them. And these people walked by with their dogs off leash, and they didn't even seem to see me. Have people been experiencing
that?
Oh,
that, you know, that's like... such a, Rebecca, that's a great question.
Mm.
And the answer is yes.
Okay.
I mean, I could really go on forever about this, but bottom line, yes. And I'm fascinated by that particular subject, but... Yes, you're going to be visible to some people and not necessarily visible to others, and that's part of what we're going through right now. Obviously, this tweaked you because it was, from your perception, rude and thoughtless, but honestly, there are going to be people, and this is where it's really important to be clear with your intention and attention before you go and do anything. You know, I intend to experience this elegantly and so on, where you're really... You know, writing it as you go, you know, creating it as you go, I really recommend that for everyone. I don't care if you're going to the store or out to eat or wherever you're going, especially when you have doggies.
Right.
I hope that helps you, honey.
Oh, it does. And I wanted to ask Veronica a question, or both of you. When we talked about you asked to have it brought forward about, I don't know, something about what you were in a, not a past lifetime.
Yeah, more detail, yeah.
Yeah, more detail. Did you do that in a meditation, or how did you do that?
Yeah, I do it in a meditation, but also I'm fairly cheeky, so I just, when I have something, I just say, okay, I'm ready to receive more, or thank you for more information, and then I just put it aside for a bit, and usually it starts to emerge. It doesn't have to be.
And could you go into a little bit more detail, like did you, you know, pass a mirror and you saw you look different, or you had this feeling come over you?
I was in a meditation when the first episode came, but I think we should get back to Jackie soon because she wants to deal with Judy Carroll.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling,
Rebecca.
Rebecca,
have a nice evening, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I just didn't think we had the time for all of it. So.
No, thank you. Well, no, that's, you know, I love questions. And it's really wonderful when the team is in because there's so much. They'll go into places that neither one of us would think of, I think. So I've extracted kind of pieces of these that I want to talk about. I also want to, there's a lot of speculation, and I think a lot of people are having knowings coming through, more than ever before. Especially around this particular subject, and I'm sure it's across the board, but in terms of having a sensing of greater connection, certainly people have wanted, felt, believed, suspected, but I think that those connections are coming in, as you had today, Veronica, stronger and stronger and stronger, and I think that the veils, as they're thinning, our frequencies are raising up, we're going to have more and more experiences. So, you know, I loved with Judy and Helene talking about their experiences. I think what's wonderful is that so many people are actually having these experiences. They may not yet be able to totally identify their histories on other planets, but don't negate feelings that are coming in. I would really recommend to people to keep some form of journal. Even if things that come through don't make sense at the time, jot them down. Same thing with dream states, because I can tell you we're having some amazing ones right now, very amazing. And I had someone who it was their first session, and he was very, very skeptical. And the day of his session, the day before his session, he sent his intentions, and he said, "You and the team came to see me, and oh my God," it was in his 20s, "oh my God, everything that happened, it's the most intense experience of my life. I'm a believer," big capital letters. So I think that, and I'm getting more feedback than I've ever gotten before, ever, 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 ever. And I don't think it's because there's more activity. I think it's because we're opening more. Our frequencies are higher. We're able to feel and experience more. The other thing is, and I don't want to point fingers at different races and making them good, bad, wrong, right. I really have this sensing that, again, we get back into subjective realities. I'm not altogether sure that there is an absolute anything anymore. I mean, as much as I'd love to, you know, I do have a tendency to do absolutes. I'm really moving right out of the absolute line.
Are you absolutely?
I'm absolutely moving out of the absolute line. Okay, so one of the first comments, and this was part of the interview, is it's due to the alleged meeting between President Eisenhower and a group of Nordic ETs who supposedly warned him about contact with negative grave and the subsequent treaty that was supposedly signed. between the American government and the Greys. In light of Helene's and my personal experiences with an understanding of the Greys, it is none of this has ever rung true, and I sense from your extensive experience you would agree. Again, I have to go out on the line here. I personally, and this is all I can speak for, I personally do believe that there was a treaty signed, and it was for the exchange of certain technologies. The beliefs don't conflict, and this is what I see as really germane to this. They don't conflict. I really believe that, first of all, for these beings to move in and out of our planet without getting shot down or anything happening, you know, for them just to come and go, it would not have been that easy, okay? There had to be some form of an agreement that you do your thing, we'll do ours, and it is normal to go to the head of the military. Usually what happens, they try the president, if they can't get there of a country, they go to the head of the military. And this has happened all over the world. It's not just here. Any country that has, especially where it comes to atomic bombs, that was an absolute. Judy refers to the Philip Corso book, The Day After Roswell, which is, by the way, it's a great read for any of you out there who have any sense of curiosity about it. This is Colonel Philip Corso, and he wrote, C-O-R-S-O, he wrote about his experiences with the aftermath of what happened in New Mexico. And I have to say, this book came to me by someone very, I mean, that's a whole other story, which will go in the book. But I will just say that what was done with the bodies and the things that he learned and the back engineering and so on and so forth, this is what Judy's referring to. And I would say that, yes, that exists. I also am aware of Robert Salas, and if you look him up online, one of the greatest men I've ever met. I have a great deal of love and affection for him. I mean that with all my heart. And his story is riveting. So for any of you, there's a couple of interviews online. Definitely worth listening to.
How do you spell his last name?
Salas, S-A-L-A-S.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. The other piece of this, and there's been questions and so on and so forth about whether or not data was furnished back to the government, okay, about who was being abducted. Now, understand that we really do have, and I'll read it down here later, you know, our understandings are really very much in alignment. Again, you get into some of these little pieces, and there can be differences, and I don't find that to be a conflict, but that's just me. What we have here, as far as I'm concerned, is a race establishing contact, preparing for the future, being of assistance with agreements in place from experiencers themselves prior to incarnation. So to me, that's the basic, okay? How, what, why, where, and, you know, when, again, I'm doing my own research for other reasons. I just, you know, again, I don't see reality as that solid. And I think that's where we get into trouble. And we're trying to understand multidimensional concepts with our little third-dimensional minds. They go on to say, as far as we understand, the genuine Greys are sort of caretakers of life force energy within the universe, and it's their specific job to assist the process of evolution in the human kingdom. I know many people believe that they're interfering by overriding human free will and coming here to carry out genetic work. But really, it's not a physical, political, planetary issue, but rather a spiritual soul issue that goes way beyond human rights and treaties. In other words, it's not so much to do with human free will, but rather God's will. The bottom line is it's time for both planet and people to evolve to a higher evolutionary rung of the human ladder. I would agree. And people have agreed to take part in this process of spiritual growth, but the agreement has been made on a soul, higher self level. Agree. They may not necessarily be consciously aware. After all, we basically plan our whole life journey before we reincarnate back into another physical life. But how many of us retain conscious recall of these plans? Pretty much none. On a level one planet such as Earth, we can generally only access about 10% of our potential consciousness and awareness until we're much further up the ladder and with more of our DNA activated, which is precisely what the Greys are assisting us with. Yes, I believe one younger group of Greys is also benefiting from this alliance, with genetic material being taken back to assist them in exchange for helping in the evolutionary process of people down here, so there's a fair exchange going on. I really want to point out here that I think people fail to understand. I'm not saying all of you, but I think it is a general rule. We are dealing with past, present, and future on the other side of the veil. We are not dealing with a timeline, a linear timeline. And I think that people tend to get confused, and I think people have been confused an awful lot about the little Greys, you know, who in my personal session with Bashar said, you know, they operate under a hive mentality. Other people have called them robots. They're not robots. They, under the hive mentality, they operate under a prime directive. That does not mean that they have any negative intent. They basically are workers. Tall Greys, very different. Okay, the tall Grey that came to me to get me together with Dolores Cannon announced itself by name. I met Dolores within, I think, 18 hours. And of that encounter with that tall gray, and was told by the daughter that all the books had been written by, you know, all were as a result of this particular being who was a tall gray. So, again, you know, I asked Bashar about that, and Bashar said the name was the doctor, and the doctor works with many people on the cutting edge, and that is its role. So, and then he informed me that I work with them, her, very much in the dream time, and blah, blah, blah. So, again, we're just starting to scratch the surface of all of this, and I think that it can become very confusing. I think the most important, because in the letter that was sent by Judy, and I didn't go into it tonight, I had questioned, and I want to make this clear, that there were four different races that had approached Eisenhower, and Eisenhower, one of his daughters, is writing about it. I haven't been able to find the book yet because I haven't had time. About her father's experiences. But there's an awful lot going back into the 40s, much more than you see later in time. And even pre-Roswell, I have to say there was a lot going on, an awful lot going on.
In the 40s.
In the 40s going into the early 50s, a lot. And then the lid kind of came down. It's very, very interesting to me how all of a sudden things just kind of got quashed. And
that was also the McCarthy era when it got squashed, didn't it?
I don't know, Veronica. That's not my area of expertise.
Okay, sorry.
you're out of my arena there. When you get into McCarthyism, I'm like, nah, don't know. At any rate, there was a dialogue basically about, you know, the Nordics didn't want Eisenhower to sign with the Greys and so on and so forth. And, you know, Judy had some comments about this, and they got fairly extensive. And I think we have a lot of unknowns out there, because with all the material that has come to me from even John Mack, okay, and it's in his book Abduction, you have an experience, you have a woman having an experience with a very angry reptilian who she flooded with love, who then turns into a gray, and from a gray turns into a tall Nordic. I find it difficult to separate everything because I see everything is so connected. Does that make sense, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Enigmatic, but it makes sense.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's the way life is, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, and I think, you know, again, Robert Salas worked in crash retrievals, was recruited by the military as a young child, prepped for the military. So they had to know that he had contact as a child. You don't just pick a young boy, go and visit the parents, and then groom them to go into the military. And then he's handling crash retrievals and recording. I think they recorded, I believe it was 31 different races during the crash retrieval. So I think, again, we've really been somewhat suppressed. You know, again, I try to stay with general information because I know that the varieties of races out there are unbelievable. I knew it when I started this work because I saw them all. Now, again, coming back with the hybrid children, I'm experiencing them on an entirely different level. And so many of these hybrids are members of races that have been created through the hybridization process. And one woman, I think, was told that she had grandchildren. Yes. She had grandchildren, hybrid grandchildren, and she's young. And I was talking with her the other day, and she had two Syrian beings there next to her bed, and she's dialoguing with them at night. I mean, we're approaching some fascinating times. This is a very bright woman, so this is not airy fairy stuff. This is the real deal. And I get so much of this that I'm incredibly excited. That's why I encourage people, if you're having experiences, keep a diary. Keep a journal. Because I'm telling you, things are accelerating, and they're going to accelerate more. And this year, you're going to see a lot of chaos. Because you have people, this can be the most magnificent year imaginable. For some people, it can be a very difficult year. Because anytime you've got floating out there that this is the end time, the end of the world, you're going to have all this stuff surfacing. And it's still surfacing. There's still stuff out on the internet going through what used to be relatively intelligent blogs, you know, about how people are, all these people are going to be taken aboard a ship, and they're not the one I talked about a month ago. This is a whole other one. And, you know, massive numbers of people moved off the planet, massive. And again, you know, I just think, okay, well, here I am, ET police again. I try to be the voice of reason. As much as people may think I'm out there, it's pretty funny when I'm the voice of reason.
I'll buy that. I'm sure you are the voice of reason, yes.
Well, I'm beginning to think that I'm the conservative one, which I think is very funny. And, you know, I don't think I would have ever said my name and conservative in the same sentence, but I'm getting there. I'm going to bring the team in, Veronica, and you feel free to talk with them, because I think I've actually been looking forward to this all night, but letting them come in and deal with this, because really, my poor little brain is just spinning. Okay.
Love to hear them, too.
All right. All right. Well, you're all having fun with this. That's good. We enjoy and appreciate the way that you as humans are going through this evolutionary process, and it's really delightful to us to watch you in your experiences and your explorations. We do encourage you to try to stay neutral with all races. When you can do that, when you can stay in neutrality, then you can allow for wonderful, wonderful, exciting experiences, much greater than you can imagine. As long as you keep your frequencies high, as long as you stay out of fear, and you're not running fear, and you're not running anger, and you're not running blame, and you're keeping your frequencies high, you will only experience the reflection of that in anything you attract, from anywhere and anywhere. That's all you have to do. Who was right, who was wrong, who was good, who was bad, is really unimportant. There is so much disinformation on the planet, and we want to say that. There are pieces of truth, yes. And much has been suppressed, and there will be battle with that and for a while. Try not to get into finger-pointing and making people wrong. For your sake, all right? For those of you that want to jump on that bandwagon, be very clear that when you do, and you're pointing the finger at those that you perceive as wrong, bad, having done the wrong thing, you can open yourself up, all right? And attract like energy. Stand in truth, all right? We want truth. We want light. We want love. We want this. We want that positive side, all right? Rather than pointing fingers. Your job, your role right now, especially where you are as a race, is to stay at the highest level possible. Energetically. You had a caller earlier, Rebecca. And Rebecca really had a very good question about whether or not she was invisible to these other people. Could they not see me? We want to say they may have seen you, Rebecca. But people are highly distracted right now. Now, you've also got the energy of these solar flares coming in ahead of them hitting even more intensely a little within the week. People are highly distracted right now. Many of them acting even abnormal for them. Veronica, you've seen this, haven't you?
People are being distracted.
Sorry?
That people are being distracted.
They're distracted. The energies are very intense for many of them. Pushing things up in their own lives that can be very uncomfortable. All right? Feeling unsafe. All right? Unsafe in their jobs, their homes, their the retirements, everything they've known, lots of change going on, lots of uncertainty, huge questions about who to trust, who's right, who's wrong, what presidential candidate. Some of them without jobs, uncertain about how they're going to take care of their families. Yes, people are distracted. Many people have said they've been out and about and felt invisible, and many of you, we're certain, have had those experiences where literally either people you feel do not see you, and that is absolutely impossible, and they don't hear you. Now, many of you are going to have these kinds of encounters as well, or they hear the words, but they think they came from someone else. Now, watch for this. When it happens, you'll be able to giggle and say, oh, the team told us. Not important why. Just watch for it. This is when you're going to start seeing your reality get very fluid, very fluid. And we hope you play with it. Not make it too solid. Not make it too difficult. All right. We will say this to you. There's definitely been assistance on your planet. Certainly, all of you recognize that. For those of you that are watching any of the series on television about to ancient aliens and so on, you will know there are depictions going all the way back. This is not new news on your planet at all. And people are coming forward, especially young people. Young people are coming forward with extraordinary information, extraordinary memories. And you're going to see more and more and more of this. One person we talked to the other day has a young child. And this child explained to its mother, you don't see the world I see. You don't see everything that I see. And all the beings and all, you only see the physical. I see so much more. And you're going to see many children like that, especially now. Now, for those of you who have had these experiences and are still struggling with, you know, did I really give permission for this? Did I really agree to this? And we would say, yes, you did. Out of your love, out of your compassion, was it a difficult decision?
How can we become aware of our contracts or what we agreed to?
You will become aware if you look around.
You know what you're out picturing?
Absolutely. Now, if you're talking about contracts with the grace, that's one thing. If you're talking about your focuses, what you came in to work with, all right? Again, look at your life. What have you worked with? This is a culminating lifetime. We've talked about this before. Themes. You're coming here to work with themes of other lifetimes. This is where you get to clear it up if you work diligently. Clear it up. We have one person that we love very much that we work with. And this particular person has had lifetime after lifetime after lifetime in service. Many lifetimes as a night temper. Dutiful. This is the one person you can tell a secret to, and she will take it to her grave. Unequivocally. So what's she here to do? To be authentic. To allow herself to be seen. I'll give you another example. Many of you came in, and you will all do this. You're going to experience both sides of the coin, of course. You came in to experience love, you're going to have the experience of a lack of love. All right? To work with love. Power. Powerless. Power. All right? Many of you, this lifetime, came in to work with love, power. They're tough ones. What other ones, Veronica, do you think you came in to work with?
Let me see, losses.
Well, now wait a minute. What do you cause? Oh, because you had a lot of death in your life.
Yes.
So rather than losses, we would say forcing you to let go, to see further, to understand more.
Mm-hmm. Make the gains from the losses, eh? Or to gain.
Well, wouldn't you say that this is a lot easier lesson than cancer, but let's say that the losses that you experience in this lifetime have forced you to deal with things in a totally different way.
Mm-hmm.
That the loss has been so great that you've had to expand to be able to communicate and not lose touch with, to go further with your own personal growth. To expand your consciousness, which you've done. So they served as a great gift for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, they really have. It's been stretching. But I also realized as you're speaking about that one of the big themes in my life and many people I know are delusions, too, talking about a subjective reality and it. Attaching to things being a certain way.
And are they really delusional?
Maybe
aren't you all?
Mm.
If you're working with a hologram, if it's spinning out of your mind and their version of reality looks solid to them, all right? And they look in the mirror and see something totally different than you may see.
Mm-hmm.
Are they delusional or are you? Takes you back to compassionate detachment, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Does it really matter?
Well, it's funny because I was thinking when I said delusional that a lot of times that meant we had to do a detachment, and you've said it from a different angle, but that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I'm saying I agree.
All right. So, yes, you can meet people that you can absolutely believe are totally delusional. What planet are they from? What did they just see and experience? We were in the same room in the same conversation. I didn't hear a thing that they heard. You're going to have more of this as your realities are kind of pulling apart.
Hmm.
All right, moving into different parallel experiences. And you can look at that person and say, were you there? Were we in the same place? Now, again, this is, we encourage you to have more neutrality. If it's affecting you directly and it's a spouse or, you know, a child, you may want to look at it. But even then, as long as their delusion is not hurting anyone, all right, you're going to have a little bit of trouble in deciding whether or not it's really a delusion. Who's really delusional? Are dimensions bumping up against one another? Very possibly. So we recommend then that you try to align with a different version of them that you can have a better conversation. What else, Veronica? What else are you encountering? Again, focuses. What do you think focuses? Focuses.
Well, it's interesting today. You mean the focuses of a person's
the focuses
children?
Of what you came in to work with, all of it.
Okay. Okay. Well, judgment, I believe. Is that saying the same as what you're saying?
All right. Judgment's not a focus. Mm. Judgment.
Focus.
All right. Hold on. Let us just touch on this. To judge something as right or wrong comes from a lack of understanding that, in fact, you lower your frequency of vibration the moment you judge it. So judgment, we would call just kind of a guidepost. You walk around it and go, well, I don't think I want to go there. It doesn't look like it's very comfortable. It certainly hasn't served me. Wouldn't say it's a life focus. Go on.
Well, I guess, let me see. I was talking about on my show today how wanting to, I don't know, I think I've gone blank on it, beliefs and belief structures and all of that, but I was thinking about souls and how hard it is to see into someone's soul journey in the middle of actions, you know? Like having a person whose life looks really disheveled might be the highest learning curve.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Now, we want to draw this back to experiences people have had, contact with beings of other levels and dimensions. Some of them they've perceived as frightening. And take it back to your last comment. What may be perceived as their life disheveled and being a wreck may not really be the truth. It may be the greatest experience they're going through to come out the other side, to become more of who they are, making a contribution in the process. Something the girl said last week, which was very profound. Moving through the fear into love. Fear holds your planet and your human consciousness locked in, powerless. As you can move through the fear and not give it power, walk through to the love. Walk through to the love. We would say this across the board in all your experiences. When you have, we hear a lot from people, well, I'm in this dimension and this dimension. Oh, please, people, don't get locked into that. Unless you walk around, you love everyone and everything, don't worry about what dimension you're in, right? It's a mute point. It's a mute point. You may be having experiences and you may things get fuzzy and you kind of lose your balance and all kinds of wonderful, fun, exciting things. But when you can be out of judgment, in a state of conscious loving, all right? Conscious loving, out of blame. Again, the frequency or level you're in is really a mute point. You'll know when you're there by the way that you are all the time. Oh, you could fall off a little bit, but the majority of your time, you can carry that compassion. And when the old ways of being kick in, catching yourself very quickly, very quickly, wait a minute, that's not where I want to be. That's not, no, that doesn't even feel good anymore. Doesn't feel good. Where you can look at your life and forgive everything. That should feel good. then you can worry about what dimension you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wonder if I can put that on a scale and measure that. I've moved up the ladder. And that's the truth. That is real progress.
That's wonderful.
Now, Veronica, how are we in time?
We're just over time. I think they're going to pull us
all out. Right. Go ahead and talk about your show.
I'd like to talk about oneness next week with either Peter Gillies or Michael Klingerman, and my next show, would be 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Oneness is a big movement going on around the world right now.
Good. All right. Sounds excellent. And
but I loved what you just said. I really loved what you just said. Thank you.
Which was?
About becoming wiser and getting the forgiveness of self and the entire journey and getting off of judgment. I really like that, the way you put it.
Thank you. We hope that you all heard it. We love all of you very, very much. You are loved. You are guided. You are visited. You're going to find, as your frequencies are raising up, you're going to be more and more aware. You're going to start thinking about what's going on in my head. Because I'm going to be encountering beings that are fully telepathic. So a pretty face isn't going to do it. In other words, they're going to read your mind totally. Right?
Oh, dear. Big job.
All right. So you talk to Jenelle. She's got some funny stories about that. We would like to visit all of you tonight if you're willing. We never do it if you're not. Please be aware of that. This is about heart opening, everyone. About heart opening. All right? For everything, every race, every level, all the experiences, everywhere, not just on Earth. Without judgment. Without judgment. Recognizing that everything is becoming more of who it is. And everything is a spark of the infinite, a spark of God, a spark of God. God is all that is. Every one of you carry that within you. God experiencing itself through you, becoming more of who it is. Through your experiences, light or dark. Good or bad, however you want to judge them. This is why we recommend you don't judge. Call us in. We love you, dear one. Veronica, we love you. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you.
Until we speak with you again in this format, it's always a joy and a pleasure for us to dialogue with you. To hear from you and to visit you. Namaste, anyone.
Namaste, and thank you to Jackie as well.